Stand on the bar, stomp your feet, start clapping. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen.
Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Here's Jessica Blaylock, Donna Murphy, Lauren Brooks, and Blythe Brumleave.
That is a beautiful thing, ladies. After months of planning, hours of meetings, a couple contract negotiations, a couple press circuits, a photo shoot, a VIP appearance.
Heck yeah.
It is time for the debut of Helmets and Heels. How excited are each one of you right now?
Stoked.
So pumped.
I have been waiting for this since we were on the video boards and beyond.
Well, let's go ahead and kind of kick it off with the whole purpose of this show and what we're hoping to accomplish. As many of you know, my name is Jessica Blaylock. I've worked for the Frank Frangie Show for almost 5+ years now, which is crazy to think about.
Make you feel old?
A little bit. This is my 5th season covering the Jaguars for the radio station, and I've always loved football. I've always been a sports fan, but I realized when I really started covering an NFL team seriously, boy, there's a lot of stuff about football that I really didn't know, and I had to study up, and I had to learn, and Lauren, I think a lot of women feel that way. They may be fans of the game, but they may not necessarily understand the X's and O's.
Absolutely. I think that that's true for most women because most of us didn't play football. Some of us played flag football, but for the most part, we don't necessarily know what a three technique, defensive tackle is.
Right.
It's just not something that comes with getting dressed for school when you're 10. So this is our opportunity to teach. And not because we're experts, but because we're talking to the people who are experts, the players and the coaches and the people who are around it every day. And hopefully we are able to share what we know. And then all the other fun stuff that completely gets left off of most sports talk radio stations.
Well, there's going to be a ton of fun stuff. But yeah, that's something that I really hope to accomplish is to help all of you out there, men and women, understand better the game of football. I mean, we're going to talk to players, we're going to talk to coaches, just like Lauren mentioned, and we're really going to break down the game from a pretty elementary perspective and help people understand and help people learn. And hopefully by the end of this season, you'll be able exactly to identify a three technique defensive tackle or the Mike, the Sam, and the Will linebacker, or what the difference is between an outside receiver and a slot receiver. But Lauren, you're our social butterfly. You're going to really help us get to know players off the field as well.
Well, I certainly hope so. And we did get to talk to Paul Posluszny Saturday night as there was some loud music and some pyrotechnics going on. So in addition to hearing from Paul, you'll also get to hear, if you missed the fireworks show after the scrimmage, you'll get to hear that.
Yeah, literally, there were fireworks. And Donna Murphy of Mike Dempsey's show fame, I still think you're the most popular member of that show. I won't debate that for a second. But you're going to bring us kind of a perspective that's unique to you. You're the only one of us that is a mother. You have a young son, so you're going to have a unique perspective as a mom.
It's great. I'm happy to be back on air, I guess I should say, you know, other than the few little updates I do. But it's awesome, you know, being the only mom, which that, you know, you asked her earlier, does that make you feel old for 5 years? I'm like, I guess this part really makes me feel old. I'm looking around, I'm like, are we all kind of the same age? But how am I the only mom here? But I guess not. So, but it's awesome. I'm so excited to look at it from that perspective. And speaking of mom, you can, we're already set and ready for sports in the household because little man's first word was ball. So let's go.
That's got to make you proud.
I'm so excited.
And another thing that's got to make you proud is that you are our resident sports gossip gal.
You're
going to be bringing us a scoop on not only some of the more juicy stories that are going around the NFL, but sports in general.
Well, we want to get the definite perspective from the female realm of what we think about the latest with whatever has broken Twitter or anything like that that happened.
I know Donna, in our preparation for the show, sent us, I think, about 100 topics to research.
Yeah, there were a couple that I was like, ugh, particularly with Jerry Jones.
Yep.
But we will get to that later. And then finally, Blythe Brumleave, who you started the website Guys. Girl, you also have been an editor at Void Magazine. You're going to help us cover the social aspect of game day, helping us getting ready for tailgates. Where should we pick up that Jaguar pair of heels? You've got that all covered for us.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's one of the things that female fans care about
and separate from the game itself on the field is the off the field culture as well. It's what are you going to wear? What are you going to cook? Who's going to meet where? And when are we doing this? And there's many fans out there that all plan together for themselves and to have fun as a group on and off the field.
Yes, so we've got every aspect covered. One thing I want y'all's opinion on real quick, because I know this was always something for me growing up, being around sports, watching the game of football. I always felt like I watched it and enjoyed it, but like we kind of mentioned earlier, didn't always necessarily understand the game from a tactical perspective. Guys, like you said, Lauren, grew up playing, if not high school football, football in elementary school, middle school, Pop Warner, they probably grew up playing backyard football. So I feel like almost for guys, the game is so innate to them. They almost understand it just from having grown up with it, where maybe we didn't necessarily play, so things weren't ingrained in our mind early on. But I think it's so important for women to somewhat have a place where they can go and they can feel safe and they can ask questions. That's one thing. I never really wanted to ask questions. I just wanted to always assume that I knew what I was talking about and
I'm so that
impress
girl.
People with my football knowledge while I'm secretly at home studying route trees and trying to understand what does X, Y, and Z mean? I don't know. I need someone to help me out. But I feel like, you know, this is going to be that safe space for women to bring all the questions they've ever had about football and walk away with a sense of understanding of the game.
And like we said, not because we're necessarily the people that have this information, but we're going to talk to the people that study it every single day. I mean, how many people know linebacking as well, a linebacking core as well as Paul Posluszny? How many people will know the wide receivers as well as Cecil Shorts? We're going to just give you a little hint that when we do receivers, we're going to talk to Cecil Shorts the third. We also might have a special guest on with him, but women are sometimes at a disadvantage because a lot of people don't necessarily watch football, females, until maybe they get to college, right? They didn't necessarily, unless they were maybe not a cheerleader. If you were a cheerleader, you probably weren't watching the game because you were on the sidelines facing the stands. A lot of people in high school just don't go to high school football games. So by the time you're really exposed to it, you might be later in life, and then you're already set back a little bit from all the guys who have studied it and played it since they were five.
I was the only cheerleader that would get yelled at for not turning around to cheer to the stands.
That's
I would
fantastic.
Be watching, and did you guys see that? Why are you I got to do a job here. I got to cheer. My bad.
My cheerleading career ended in 1 year when I was told I was too loud.
And that does not surprise me, but I would think that would be a great thing for a cheerleader. So, I don't understand that one. But Donna, you know, you may be the exception to the rule because you actually do genuinely love football. But for a lot of women, they may not have an interest in the game or in sports in general until they start dating someone who does have a love for football, or marry a guy that loves spending Saturday watching college football, spend Sunday watching the NFL. So this is a great place for women to learn about the game so that they can enjoy watching it with their husband.
It is. You know, I grew up as a dancer, so I wasn't always in the sports realm, but my brothers were always in sports. My mom, who I say to this day, is the smartest person I know about football. My dad was the smartest guy I know about hockey and baseball. So we have almost everything covered with one brother playing basketball. So we get it all mixed up, but I grew up just love watching it. I didn't feel like I needed to know everything about it, but you know, I know the little amount of basics that gets me through. So that's what I love here, because I'm going to find out so much new stuff, even though I watch it every Sunday.
Yeah. And Blythe, you've been at so many of the Jaguar social events where I'm sure you have seen the ladies representing.
Absolutely. With 45% of the fan base now women, it really is. Jacksonville's a unique opportunity for women in that we're the only team in the NFL to have a majority of our fan base be female at 51%. So it's really something special that I think we're doing here.
So again, we're going to get you taken care of. We do want to let all of you know that you can reach out to each one of us. You can reach out on Twitter. You can email all of us. We'll give you all of our information right now. As you know, I'm at Jess Blaylock. You can also email any questions you have about the game, any one of the players that you would like for us to talk to break down something for you. Tweet me at Jess Blaylock or email me, jessicab@1010xl.com. Lauren, where can they find you?
I'm at 1010xl Lauren, and then they can email me, laurenb@1010xl.com.
Damer?
Big surprise. I am on Twitter, and I'm doing it.
We're so proud.
This is back from when I was with Mike Dempsey. So my Twitter handle is @footballshow. Very simple. Or you can just email me, Donna M@1010xl.com.
We make it easy.
Yeah, we do. And Blythe.
And I'm at Blythe Brum on Twitter, and you can always email me at blythe@guysgirl.com.
All right, well, let's get to what we have coming up in the show. As you heard us mention, we are going to discuss the linebacking core. I had a chance to catch up with Paul Puzlesny to break down that position group. You're also going to get to know him off the field. Lauren had a chance to catch up with him and get kind of that personal perspective from Paul. And, you know, when it comes to the linebacking core, Jacksonville is unique because you think a typical linebacking core has a Mike, a Sam, and a Will, which you will learn what that is when Paul Puzlesny breaks it down. But they're also introducing a new position this year called the auto, which is why we wanted to start out with the linebacking core. We want all of you out there to be able to watch a Jaguar game and not only understand what the linebacking core's responsibilities are, but all of the new positions that the Jaguars are incorporating into their defense, and the auto is certainly one of them. Because, Lauren, if I had heard auto maybe before I had talked to a couple of the linebackers, I would have said, what does that even mean?
Sure, and I think last year everyone learned what Leo is, the pass rushing defensive end, and this year they get to learn about auto as a stand-up linebacker. So I think it's going to be a great experience, and for, like we said, not just women, but guys who don't know either. I understand that not everyone can listen to Jaguars Today, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon. You're
well,
welcome,
why not?
Mike. You're welcome. I understand that they can't always listen, and that's where actually we had Mark Long from the AP on, and he told us about the auto right on one of our shows. So for guys, too, they're going to learn about that, and like we said, from Paul Puzlesny, who is just a fantastic human being and a great linebacker.
And speaking of fantastic human beings, we are going to get to talk to Michaela Bradley. She is obviously the wife of head coach Gus Bradley. And I don't know, ladies, if you've ever had a chance to interact with Michaela, but she is fabulous.
I would think that at home she would be more reserved, the more reserved type out of the two, but that she has just as much energy as Gus.
Yeah, she is a rock star in her own right. I know that Lauren and I had a chance to meet her at a Jaguars women's event, and you can't help, you know, around Gus, you can't help but be excited. You can't help but be in a good mood just because Gus is that type of guy. He's so energetic. He's excited about this show,
as he should be.
But Michaela is exactly the same way. I mean, she just puts a smile on your face. She has such an engaging personality, and we're going to get to know her a little bit better as well in the show today.
We absolutely are. She really is a ball of excitement and energy, and I tell you what, I got her a water at one of the training camp practices, the one that was at Bartram Trail, just, you know, walking around, who wants a water? And after, like, an hour later, she came up to me and said, thank you so much again for the water, Lauren. I was like, how on earth did you even remember that I gave it to you and my name? So just beyond impressed with just her spirit and enthusiasm. And I think that will come across leaps and bounds when we have her on.
Yeah, she is fantastic. So keep it right here when we do return. You know all about Gus Bradley, but you are going to get to know his wife, Michaela Bradley, just a little bit more, and we will try our best to get some of the goods on Gus as well. That is coming up next on Helmets and Heels. You are listening to 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
I still love hearing that. I can't believe we're finally kicking this thing off. And if you want to start off Helmets and Heels the right way, you get a rock star guest. And I think we hit a home run with this one. We're joined now by Michaela Bradley, wife of Gus Bradley and mother to four beautiful children, a rock star in her own right. Michaela, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me tonight, everybody.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. All right, let's jump right in. Michaela, in addition to being a rock star, you're an NFL wife. You're a mom of four. What's the toughest challenge in balancing those roles?
You know what? I'd have to say, honestly, being the mom of four is probably the more challenging, only because Gus does his thing, and we always joke I'm the CEO of this environment here. So it's balancing four kids' schedules, their wants, their needs. But, it, you know, at the end of the day, it all seems to work out. So,
I love it. All right, so when you were little and dreaming of how your life would be, did you envision it would involve the National Football League?
Absolutely not. I would honestly say that, you know what, I didn't even know I'd marry a coach someday. So it more or less, you know, when you're from a small town of North Dakota, oftentimes you just, you know, you take in what the state offers, and I didn't even think we'd leave the state of North Dakota, which is a great place, by the way. And so, you know, it's funny how what's handed to you in life, but it's been amazing.
You know, Michaela, I can sense the energy you have, and I just have to say bravo for that after four kids. So I am so impressed. But
well,
obviously, oh, go ahead.
I don't know about that, but.
Well, obviously football, you know, has really brought you and Gus together, but we want to know the true story of how you guys met.
Oh, great question. You know what? Actually, Gus actually coached both my brothers, primarily my brother that was a secondary position. He was a strong safety. So Gus at one time at North Dakota State had him as a player. And we oftentimes joke that maybe my first time I saw him was when he recruited my brother Steve. But at the end of the day, when he had come back to North Dakota State after a stint away, I was done with college, and my brother said, "Hey, you'll never guess who's back at North Dakota State." And I said, "Who?" And he said, "Gus Bradley." And I was like, "I have got to talk to that guy. He is the happiest guy I've ever met or seen in my life." And as you guys have witnessed, it's pretty true. So,
speaking of happy
the rest is history, I guess. Is it?
Speaking of having a lot of energy between the two of you, I imagine that when the kids were younger, that you guys would fight over who's going to change the diapers, who's going to get up in the middle of the night to give a bottle to the baby. How did
you
guys?
No. I couldn't find him in those moments of need. Okay, somehow, some way, somewhere he was, and it was not changing diapers. And I hate to throw him under the bus, but let's be real, he was not available.
So the energy was not there for that segment.
So now when guys say they're going to get on the bus, the Gus bus, it means they're not changing diapers.
You know what? All you guys, you need to step up, all right? I tell you
totally.
He did lay the great foundation on that end, but, you know, he's an amazing father from all other aspects, I do have to say. So.
Yeah, I'm sure he's been fantastic in every other sense
he's
of the
amazing,
word.
He's amazing, amazing, yes.
Michaela Bradley, our guest tonight on Helmets and Heels. Michaela, obviously, Gus's life is football, football, football. Do you guys talk much football when he gets home, or does he really just want to kind of decompress?
You know what? I can honestly say we don't talk a whole lot about it. And that's not to say that he doesn't, I mean, his love for it is beyond words. But at the same time, when he comes home, he's a dad, he's a husband, and, you know, right. He has to listen to me talk about all the various things that took place and zero in on that. So, you know, it's a good balance, I guess you could say, but if I want to know anything, I think I have to reach out to other people like you guys to figure out what's going on. So, you know,
people
often ask me, "Hey, so what's this or that?" And I said, "You know what? I guarantee you will know before I do." That's just how it is.
You give us the goods on Gus at home, and we'll give you the goods on Gus
that's
on the
right.
football field.
That's a great relationship we could have.
So Michaela, Gus actually listens? Is that what I'm hearing?
That he actually listens?
Yeah, he doesn't just talk all the time?
I think, yeah, because we get that eye connection, and I say, okay, now it's my turn to tell you what's going on. I have my press conference when he walks through the door.
Do you do that in front of, like, the Jaguar logo as well?
right, exactly. No, it's great, it's great. He's wonderful.
What do you guys do when you're at home and everything kind of stops?
You know, I can tell you, and I truly mean it, and he's such an amazing father, and we just take the time with our family, and he asks our kids, you know, and about what their day's been like, and, you know, but I do have to say, he oftentimes, his philosophy, what he does each and every day at work, he does bring that home in a sense of just getting better, because we have our own kids doing their own things, and it's about being leaders in their own environment and doing the best that they can do in whatever they're doing, even at the age of whatever it is. And so, but he's, you know, he listens to what their day is like. So.
Michaela Bradley, wife of head coach Gus Bradley, joining us here on Helmets and Heels. Michaela, The only thing I can relate to you with is I am a mom, but of one, not of four.
Yeah.
But I do have a question. You know, give us a rough breakdown of what your day usually is like.
Oh, gosh. That's a great question. I would say my day usually starts about 5 a.m. only because I'm a little bit selfish and having just a little bit of downtime prior to everybody waking up. And summer's a little bit different, you know, than I guess the school year. But we're kind of there. We're getting, you know, my oldest, he's a freshman and getting into high school football. So he's up and out the door soon. So we get up and try to give him a good breakfast and start our day off right. And I try to get my workout in the morning because I teach group fitness in the area. So, you know, that's kind of how we start our day. And then, you know, the day is errands and household duties, and we have a property somewhere else, so it's taking care of that. I mean, it's whatever's handed to you. Every day is so different. Every day is different.
A 5 a.m. wake-up call.
But the cup of coffee is necessary.
I was about to say.
And I think Dr. Oz actually said it's okay to do that. So
a 5 a.m. wake-up call and a workout in the morning. Michaela, you are a better woman than I am.
No. It's just something I enjoy. That's what I enjoy.
Michaela, speaking of what you do during the school season and during the off season, is there any kind of favorite family activity that you guys like to do when it's the off season and the kids aren't in school?
You know what? We love to be out in the water and fish, and oftentimes we go back to Minnesota to see family and just spend time together with really no agenda, I guess. Minimal agenda is a great way to go, you know?
Yeah, that is pretty solid. Michaela Bradley.
I mean, because just everything is so crazy throughout the year, so it's like we take a few weeks and just say, you know, no agenda. So it's been pretty awesome.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you put your cell phones away?
Well, that's hard. It's like your lifetime, you know? You
definitely.
You gotta phone a friend every now and again, but it's, you know, no, not really, I'll be honest.
It's hard to do.
Right.
Michaela Bradley, our guest here on Helmets and Heels. She is the wife of Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley. Okay, Michaela, sports is obviously a big part of your life. I mean, just from Gus being an NFL head coach, to state the obvious. But what about for your kids? Is sports a must for your kids, or are they into other things?
You know what? I mean, our kids all do sports, but is it a must? No. You know, I think we both, Gus and I together, feel like if they have a passion for something, we're going to support them as long as they give it their all. That's all we ask of them. But I think they're drawn to athletics anyway, just because it's something that we're always exposed to. But is it a must? Absolutely not. It just happens to be a part of our life. So
right.
That's what they're drawn to.
And Michaela, you mentioned that you have a son that's about to play high school football. Do you think it's okay if he plays pro football? Are you going to accept that, encourage it? How do you feel about that?
You know what? I'll tell you what, we've actually just reached a point for him that it kind of goes back to that philosophy. It's just doing the best you can and what's asked of you. We don't look beyond his freshman year. We do stress academics, and it's like, you know what, if you academically aren't strong, you might not be playing the game of football. So I think they both, you know, they pair parallel to one another, and it's very important academically. So with that, it's just getting him on the right track to succeed, and whatever comes their way will come their way. But there's no crystal ball, and it's just do the best of whatever you put your heart into, and the results will come, whatever it is.
Well, realistically, you guys weren't brought up as Jaguar fans, we can safely say. So going from Seattle to coming here to Jacksonville, do you find it hard to pledge your allegiance to a different team right away?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I mean, we were so fortunate. I think kudos to the Seattle Seahawks, because Gus really ideally wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the success of that other team. I think that's when you have professional growth in whatever you're doing. And, you know, Pete Carroll and the whole Seattle Seahawks organization was so good to Gus and our family that we really wouldn't be here. And so you always support where you came from, but at the same time you embrace the newness of what you've been blessed with. And we really feel fortunate to be here. And it's so awesome. The community support and what Jacksonville, they're all in. Everybody's on board, and it's exciting around here right now. It really is.
And Michaela, you said earlier that you spend a lot of time as being obviously the CEO of your family. Are you the kind of mom that makes a home cooked meal every single night, or are you the kind that goes and just picks up a to go order or Domino's for the night?
I wish I could say that. I wish I could be the one that says, you know what, I'm on Pinterest, I'm finding all the new recipes, but I can pretty much guarantee you that I'm like, okay, what was that crock pot recipe that my mom created for us, you know, oh, that was just chicken thrown in with some cream of mushroom. Oh, awesome, you know? So I'm
done.
Not creative, I'm not going to say
that actually sounds delicious.
I just do the best I can every day.
Spend more time pinning than actually doing the pinning,
yeah,
like
right?
Many of us.
Yeah,
I think I signed up for Pinterest like 3 years ago, and I think I've visited the site once, so you don't have to feel bad about that.
I try to pretend I search everything in allrecipes.com, and I try, but I don't follow through, so the kids get the standards. And you know what? They're all living. They're fine.
Yeah, they're all making it another day. They're good.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Michaela, I'm kind of known for being a self-proclaimed music snob. So I'm curious, what is your all-time favorite band?
Oh my gosh. You know, I love everything. So when we turn on the radio, we have a combination of pop. We have, I've got some kids that like the rap. We've got country and we have a whole, you know, mix of genres going on. But if I were to say a band, I'm kind of a Rascal Flatt kind of gal, but I don't know. I like everything, but I teach group fitness, so we've got a lot of hip hop going too. So,
can we please come to your class?
Yeah, we're definitely coming to the class.
I think you should come. That would be amazing.
I think we should too.
I'm there.
Done and
I'll
done.
Be there at 5 a.m.
Helmets and heels on remote.
Oh, you're good. I keep it at 8:30, so you're good. You're good. You can sit there a little bit longer.
Good.
Michaela, this good. Might be the hardest question to date. What is your favorite thing about Gus?
You know what? It actually isn't hard. I mean, he is such a genuine person, and he's true to his word, and he wears everything on his sleeve in a positive manner, and I haven't seen the guy waver yet, and I've been married to him 16 years. So, I mean, it's pretty incredible. So, and an ultimate father, you know, so that's all I can ask for.
Absolutely. Well, we have a little surprise for you. We asked Gus today after practice what his favorite thing is about you.
No so here, way.
Yes, ma'am. So here is your hubby.
Well, you know what? Well, first of all, she's a great wife, great mom. But I think what I love the most about Mick is her spirit. You know, she's got a lot of enthusiasm, loves life, loves helping people, and has a great heart, and really a heart with no agenda, you know, and I think that's a great thing about her.
That is awesome!
I'll be darned. That's amazing.
My favorite part was the heart without agenda.
That's right. That's amazing.
He does
Thanks,
know
guys.
You exist, yes.
Yeah, but he called you Mick. I don't know who that is.
I know. That's, Mick is like, you know, it's like Gus. You know, he was raised, born and raised as a, his legal name is Paul. His mom calls him Casey, and his brother gave him the nickname Gus. So there's some insight for you. So
how about that?
You know, and so when people know me, they first meet me as Michaela, and then it's Mick, you know, so.
Well, we love that, and we love hearing, you know, what you have to say about Gus, and we just absolutely adore what Gus had to say about you, especially
that
you have a heart.
And he is an amazing husband. I need to add that because he really
That goes without saying.
Yeah, but that was so beautiful when he said you have a heart that has no agenda. I've only interacted with you a few times, Michaela, but I feel like I've already seen that. And so
thank you.
Kudos to you. We love that you were able to kick off our show with us, and we love having you here in the city of Jacksonville, and we're so grateful that you and Gus are part of the Jaguar family now.
Well, I thank you for having me. I'm excited for you guys too, and best of luck with your show, and anytime, you know, that I can help you guys out, I'm here for you, so.
Well, we'll see you at that 6:30 you said, right? Workout class?
8:30.
Oh, 8:30. Okay.
Even better.
I'm trying to make these girls angry.
No, all right. Thanks so much, Michaela.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Take care.
You too. I know. Dee Murphy, you're trying to get us up at like...
You're
happy on your own
Man,
on that one.
I was so happy. That's another thing. I get up at 5 and I work out, so I'm happy to know that somebody else does that. Yes. That's awesome.
Yes, I will be dreaming about working out. Maybe I'll go for a run later that day, but 5 a.m., no, thank you. We do want to mention real quick that we are having a ticket giveaway tonight on our first episode of Helmets and Heels. We have tweeted out a picture under my Twitter account, at Jess Blaylock, of the four of us in our fancy pair of heels that we each wore tonight. Whoever can correctly identify the order that we are standing in, you will win the pair of tickets to this Friday night's first preseason game against the Tampa Bay Bucks. That will be at 7:30. And we have had a ton of guesses so far.
Can I just say that?
But nobody's guessed correctly yet, right?
No. At Brock Go Blue, the best tweet I have seen. Somewhere Rex Ryan is secretly favoriting these tweets. That was awesome.
That is fantastic. Way to go, Brock. We know that Rex Ryan has a foot fetish, apparently.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll try and fit that in our gossip section one day. All right, but we're getting back to football when we do return. If you have ever had a question about the linebacking core, what is a linebacker? What are the responsibilities of a linebacker? What is the Mike, the Sam, and the Will? Who are these guys that you're talking about? We are going to answer all of those questions for you. Actually, Paul Puzlesny is going to answer all of those questions for you. And then you're going to get to know Puzlesny a little bit better off the field. Lauren Brooks was able to catch up with him after the scrimmage. That is all coming up next on Helmets and Heels.
Helmets and Heels on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to Helmets and Heels. Again, a huge shout out and a special thank you to Michaela Bradley. She is fantastic. And I think it's safe to say Helmets and Heels already adores her.
I believe so. I adore her. 5 a.m., man. I'm there.
That is a rock star right there. A 5 a.m. wake up call. I am still in awe of that. After all she does, being both a wife and a mother of four kids, that is amazing. All right. Let's steer the conversation now to football. One of the points of this show is to really help people, both men and women, understand the game of football more. We figured since the Jaguars are introducing a new position with the linebacking core this season, referred to as the auto, we would go ahead and tackle the linebacking core.
Literally.
Literally. We are going to tackle the linebacking core. I had a chance to catch up with middle linebacker Paul Puzlesny, who is going to bring you all of the X's and O's about that position. Welcome to Football 101 with one of Jaguars' best defensive players, linebacker Paul Puzlesny. Paul, let's get very basic here. If you were explaining the linebacking position to someone who didn't know a lot about football, how would you describe the responsibilities of a linebacker?
The responsibilities of a linebacker, just similar to its name, right? We line up 5 yards behind the D-line. And our responsibility at its most basic level is just to get to the football. Our job is to tackle the football. We want to be an aggressive player. And whenever there's a running back coming through the line, whenever they're running the football, it's our job to tackle them. And then when the ball is being thrown, it's our job to drop back into coverage, see the quarterback, see where the ball's thrown, break on it, and try to make a play on the football.
The Jaguars run what's called a 4-3 defense. How does that affect the linebacking core?
4-3 defense means that we have four down linemen, and the three part of it, we have three linebackers. We have a middle linebacker and then two outside linebackers on each side. So the middle linebacker generally gets to line up in the middle of the field, try to run sideline to sideline, and you have your two outside linebackers who are generally very athletic, very rangy guys that can make a lot of plays on the football.
What does the weak side, what does the strong side mean for a linebacker?
To us, and in the way we set up our defense, the strong side is usually, we say the strong side of our defense is a side that lines up wherever the offensive tight end is. That's generally where offensive teams like to run the football, so that there's a lot of plays going to the tight end side. So we say that's the strong side. So we try to line up certain guys to that side of our defense.
You kind of touched on this a little bit, but when we talk about the linebacking core, we always hear the Mike, the Sam, and the Will. What are those guys?
The Mike, I mean, it's just names that we have to help us, you know, where we're lining up. So the Mike is the middle linebacker. He's generally right in the middle of the defense. The Sam generally goes to the strong side, you know, S for strong, obviously. Sam goes to the strong side of the defense. And the Will, opposite to Sam, is it goes to the weak side of our defense. So that's generally how, at its most basic level, that's where our guys line up.
You want your Mike, a.k.a. middle linebacker, to be a tackling machine. Why is that?
The Mike linebacker, because we get to line up in the middle of the defense, we have the opportunity to get to the ball a lot. A team really shouldn't be able to run away from you because of where you're standing on the field. You should be able to run sideline and sideline. So you generally want a guy in that spot that can really get to the football and make plays on the ball.
When you think of a Hall of Fame linebacker, a guy like Brian Urlacher, what are the characteristics of a linebacker that could eventually end up in the Hall of Fame?
I mean, when you think about the Hall of Fame guys, Brian Urlacher, Ray Lewis, and then you go back and you think about Dick Butkus or you know, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, those were guys that were very athletic, that were physical, you know, when they had to be, but they could run and they can hit. So they could run in the football, and when they got there, they could hit people and drive the ball carrier back. They could run and hit. Those are the two main things.
We talked a lot about tackling, but do you want linebackers to excel in run coverage? Do you want them to be able to excel in pass coverage, or ideally both?
The linebackers need to be the hybrid players on the field. You know, you have your D-line who are very physical up front, and then you have your guys in the secondary who are great against the pass. Linebackers need to be able to do both. We need to be able to play the running game, and we need to be able to drop back into coverage as well. So we're kind of a hybrid spot where we can't concentrate on, you know, we are not solely, you know, just stop the run or solely playing the pass. We're right in the middle of the field, so we need to be able to do both.
As the middle linebacker, as the Mike linebacker, what's the toughest part about basically being the captain of the defense?
The Mike linebacker is usually responsible for communicating the calls throughout the entire defense. A lot of guys say that he's the quarterback of the defense because he's responsible for making calls, communicating things across the board, and making sure everybody's lined up properly. So you have a lot of responsibility, and you want a guy there that communicates well, and that is able to help guys get lined up and get everybody in the right call.
What's your favorite thing about being a linebacker?
I think it's a great position to be on the field because you have an opportunity to make a lot of plays. You have an opportunity to get to the football a lot. You know, we're protected by the D-line. So during the running game, we can usually get downhill fast and attack the ball carrier, and we're still able to make plays in the passing game. So we get the best of both worlds.
And you have the opportunity to hit people really, really hard.
So that's part of the game right there.
All right, thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you.
All right, so just to review a little bit of what we discussed with Paul Posluszny, linebacker is pretty much defined in its name. A linebacker lines up 5 yards behind the defensive line. The Jaguars run what's called a 4-3 defense, meaning four defensive linemen and three linebackers who are lined up behind them. A linebacker is really a physical, athletic, hybrid player who has to defend both the run and the pass. And finally, a Mike, a Sam, and a Will, as you heard Paul Posluszny explain, the Mike, M, middle linebacker, Sam, S, for strong side. That means that they line up opposite the offensive tight end, and then finally, Will, that is W for weak side. So that is a little bit more about the linebacking core. But, Lauren, we didn't just want to learn about football with
Heck
Paul
no.
Posluszny. We wanted to learn about life off the field. You had a chance to catch up with him, and literally, there were fireworks. Can you explain that just a little bit more?
Absolutely. Right after the scrimmage, I went down to the field and got to talk to Paul, and he is just such a wonderful human being. And even though it started to drizzle and fireworks were going on and they were playing really loud music, he still gave the interview his all, answered all the silly questions that I had for him and the first serious one. And I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
All right. Here's more with Paul Posluszny off the field.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. We're going to start off easy. Do you take selfies?
No selfies.
Why not?
If I'm going to take a picture, well, let's put this, I'd rather be a big group picture, so I don't snap the selfie.
Okay, I got it. All right, at a press conference recently, you wore a Marine Corps shirt. Can you tell us about the significance of that?
I think I'm just a fan. I'm a fan of the people who serve. I think they have a lot of courage. They have a lot of guts. And, I mean, obviously the Marines, United States Navy, big focus in this town. So I'm a very proud supporter of everything that they do.
I love it. My brother actually is a Marine Corps officer.
That's
so
awesome.
I was very excited when I saw that shirt. All right. After football, what do you envision yourself doing and where would you like to live?
Right now, I would say I would live back in Pennsylvania, go back to my home state of PA. And what I would do, that's a good question. I think I'm going to have to go back to school. Maybe I studied finance. I got my undergraduate in finance. I think I'd go back to school, try to get my MBA, and then go from there.
All right. If I got in your car, What music would be playing?
Right now, I would say I would be on 99.9 Gator Country. I'm a big country music fan. It just started when I got down here to Jacksonville. I never listened to it before that, but now I love it.
Did you go to the Country Superfest?
Unbelievable. Loved it. Loved it. Unbelievable show. That was a great time.
Who was your favorite performer?
I really, really enjoyed Eric Church. I thought he was great. I love his songs.
I love Eric Church, too. How did you meet your wife?
We had class together. We went to school together at Penn State, and we actually met in class.
That's adorable. Did you hold her books?
No, but the first time I actually talked to her, I handed her like a piece of paper, and she said she remembers that to this day, which it's a little fuzzy in my mind, but she said she absolutely remembers the first, because I handed it. I said, here you go, and she said thank you. It was like a big thing in her mind.
That's adorable. By the way, there are fireworks going on around us. All right, what would be the perfect date with your wife?
Perfect day with my wife? We love a good meal, so definitely we would go out to dinner, maybe do something outside during the day. So during the day, go to the beach. She loves going to the beach. Great dinner at night and just a relaxing evening at the house after that.
Okay, who cooks in your household?
Oh, it's her all the way. My wife does a great job. I can't cook let's put it this way. I can cook. I would never want to give it to anybody, though. I can survive, but I would never want to serve it to anybody.
What is the favorite thing that she makes?
She does a lot of great stuff with chicken. Let's see. She does like a chicken, and she cuts up a lot of vegetables, tomato sauce. She does, I don't know the name of it, but she does a really good job with it.
That sounds delicious. What is your guilty pleasure food?
Any baked good. So cupcakes, brownies, cookies, pastries, anything like that. I love them all.
What movie would you want to watch on the new world's largest video board?
You'd want to see like something epic, you know, that could really get to this place. Like whatever the next superhero movie is, something like that would be great here.
Awesome, I love it. All right, playing football often prevents you from being able to tailgate. So, if you were able to tailgate, what would you serve?
We'd have grilled chicken, we'd have cheeseburgers. I love like hot Italian sausage. We'd have those for sure. Buffalo chicken dip. I don't know if that's big down here, but like back in PA, it's unbelievable. So we'd have that as well.
Everybody loves buffalo chicken dip. All right, do you sing in the shower?
I don't. I have a terrible singing voice. I'm not trying to fool anybody, not even myself when I'm alone.
That's okay. All right, we are going to do a very quick lightning round of questions. So you're going to say the first thing that comes to your mind. Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Hot or cold?
Hot.
College or pro?
College.
TV or movies?
Movies.
Michael Jordan or Michael Jackson?
Michael Jordan.
Love it. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
I hope everyone enjoyed that as much as
we did. I'm crying. I'm laughing. So I'm here with Paul Posluszny. I love it. It's so funny hearing how, you know, you're just talking normally and then all of a sudden, no, I don't sing in the shower. I'm not trying to fool anyone.
I enjoy the chicken. She cuts up vegetables. I don't know.
Some type of chicken dish. Okay, so what did we learn about Paul Posluszny off the field? Okay, number one, no selfies for Paz.
Nope.
He wants to take pictures in a group.
Which is sad for the ladies out there.
Probably. He's a country fan.
That surprised me a lot. I did not know that going in, because I like to do research before I talk to people. And obviously, being from Pennsylvania, you don't necessarily assume that someone likes country. But, and I love it, his little northern accent. You know, the country super fast.
How dare he not say 92.5?
I think that was more
on.
Swedish, by the way.
That's true.
No, that was a Pennsylvania accent. But finally, fireworks don't faze him, because he just pushed through that interview like a seasoned professional, and so did you, Lauren. So great job
thanks.
With that. We're not done yet on Helmets and Heels. We've got some sports gossip coming up next with the one and only Donna Murphy. So stick around. That's coming up straight ahead on Helmets and Heels.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
All right, well, we know this show isn't exclusively for the ladies. We love the male listeners as well, but
I've gotten several male listening texts.
Yes.
Yes.
It is targeted to ladies, and one thing that the ladies love is a little bit of sports gossip. So, D-Murph, what have you got for us?
Let me tell you, I did send you guys topics earlier this week, but you can't pass up Jerry Jones when he does something completely idiotic like he did, which I think, actually, after reading all the stories and everything like that, he took these pictures. Someone took pictures with him, these two lovely ladies, very inappropriate, a couple years ago. And it seems like it was probably meant for blackmail, extortion, everything like that. They just came out recently. And if you haven't seen them, easily you can Google Twitter. It's been blowing up. So I saw it.
Yeah.
And what was your first reaction?
Gross. Didn't want to see it again.
Lauren?
Disgusting.
And the most alarming thing is that he actually posed for these pictures.
Yes.
And he's looking at the camera the whole time. How did he not know?
I know we haven't gotten anything back about Jim Irsay yet, about what his punishment's going to be for the drugs, for the money, for the DUI, everything like that. So I'm just wondering, what is Jerry Jones going to get for this?
Probably nothing.
That's what makes me so mad.
Probably nothing. But also, we want to give a shout out to the best mascot, not only I think in the NFL, but
in the world.
In the world.
Jackson DeVille, you are up for favorite mascot of the year. MascotInsider.com. You can go on there. Everyone wants to go on, log on. I've just retweeted out what can happen. Right now, he is leading the votes, 45%. Bailey, you ask, who is that? L.A. Kings mascot.
Boo.
Lame. 38% is right behind him. And how on earth they even put Red Robin Restaurant up there?
What?
I don't get it.
I don't even
but
know
whatever.
What that means.
But someone you are very familiar with, Stuff.
Stuff the Magic Stuff. Dragon from the Orlando Magic. I do know Stuff very well. But Stuff takes a backseat in my heart compared to Jackson DeVille. So
no one can be better than Jackson.
Not at all. And, you know, speaking of giving out love, we have so many people that we need to thank for making this first debut happen. First off, we'd like to thank 1010XL. We'd love to thank the Jaguars. They've given us so much support. I mean, both sides have been just full on, full steam ahead. They've done everything they can. We'd like to give a shout out to all the fans who tuned in tonight. Start tweeting us all of your questions and everything. We've got a couple of people in particular that we'd like to thank.
Absolutely. The general manager at 1010XL, Steve Griffin, I think he and Hussein Naki, who works for the Jaguars, kind of put their heads together and said, we know there's a lot of momentum behind this, but how can we really make this happen and make it a reality? And, I mean, we are just so honored to be here, and especially having the photo shoot done, which I know we've had a lot of questions about where the pictures are, and they are forthcoming, I promise.
Thank you, Tanya.
Yes, thank you to Tanya and Cassie and Laura, who did our hair.